I want to be clear about something. You know, when you come to faith in Christ and you get baptized, and you might think, well, you must have to go up front and talk to everybody. Well, that's not true. I didn't make Nehemiah do this morning. I asked him if he wanted to, and he was glad to do it. So I said, make sure you hold that mic up and make sure everybody can hear you, Nehemiah. But you know, the reality is some people aren't comfortable talking in front of a bunch of people. But Jake just did an awesome job, and Nehemiah is willing to step up here and do this. And I told Nehemiah, I'll just ask him some questions, and he's going to share a little bit about how God has been working in his life. So Nehemiah, you got baptized this past year after you made a profession of faith in Christ. You trusted in Jesus. So what made you come to that decision? What was it that God was doing in your heart that made you want to follow him and be baptized?
Well, every time before Ezra tries to make me play, I always think of God and Jesus and how Jesus died on the cross to save our sins.
Amen. Amen. So you think about even when fun stuff is going on, one of your favorite things to do, of course, is to play with your brother. We know that. Mm-hmm. So even when fun stuff is going on, you're still thinking about what God has done for you. The most important thing, right? That Jesus died on the cross for our sins. So you were thinking about that a lot. So what was it that made you say, I want to follow God? Was there something that made you really want to follow God?
After that, I started thinking of Christians, and I thought that if I became one, I would be helping Jesus and God with their plan.
Yeah, awesome. That's great. So what is their plan? What is God's plan for us right now?
To save us from sin.
That's right. So when you trusted in Jesus, you said you thought, well, I can help God with his plan. So how has God helped you to help him with his plan? How have you been able to help God with his plan since you trusted in Jesus?
I've been wanting to get people Bibles, and one Sunday I got some Richland cards, and I went in before we went home on the Sunday morning. We went to Walmart, and I passed out a couple of cards to people, and my neighbor Lily, she is nice, but she wants to marry me, but that doesn't matter. I wanted to give her a card and a Bible.
Good for you, Nehemiah. You got the priorities right, don't you? Let's make sure they follow Jesus first. And then we'll talk about the rest. Good for you. So what a great example. You're a great example for the rest of us, because we know how hard it is sometimes to pass out those cards and to talk with people about Jesus. And I know there's been people, I've heard people tell me that you've told them about Jesus. And I've also know, like, Lily's come here before, right? Mm-hmm. And she's come to other events, and she came, I think she was at your baptism, wasn't she?
Yeah.
At your baptism. So what a great opportunity you had to talk with somebody about Jesus. And like you said earlier, you are asking God to use you to do his plan. That's awesome. That's a really great example for us, because sometimes even we as adults, who should be even more confident at doing that if we've trusted in Jesus, we struggle with that at times. We get scared or we mess up, and to see somebody like you showing us how to do that even as a youngster, that's a motivation for us, so good for you. So how would you say, since you trusted in Jesus this past year, how would you say God has really changed you? What are some differences in your life since you trusted in Jesus? Can you think of any ways that God has helped you to change, maybe things that you used to struggle with that you knew you shouldn't do, but God has helped you to not do those things, or maybe things you should do that God has helped you to do, kind of like handing out the cards? What are some ways God has changed you?
Sometimes when I have a bad day, I come into my mom and dad's room, and I asked them to pray with me to make it a better day.
Good for you. Yeah, so when we're struggling, we know the more than anyone else who can help us is who?
God and Jesus.
That's right. God can help us more than anyone else, and he cares about us. So when we have concerns, we need to bring those before the Lord. Remember, the Bible tells us, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Right? So that's a great example too. You're teaching us things right now. Good for you. So what else? Is there anything else that you'd want to tell us that you would want to tell people? Let's say there's somebody here tonight that hasn't trusted in Jesus. What would you want to tell them why it's so great to trust in Jesus?
That they would go to heaven and they would be able to be with the one and Holy Spirit.
That's right. They would get to be with God, right? Then we can't be with God if Jesus doesn't save us from our sins. Is there anything else you want to share with anyone tonight?
No.
Okay. Well, you did an awesome job.